Dr. John C. Lilly, whose research into psychedelic drugs and sensory deprivation inspired the movie Altered States, was a gifted scientist who made significant contributions in several fields. But Lilly's abiding obsession was communication with dolphins. He studied them for several decades, and he eventually concluded that communication between men and dolphins was impeded not by the dolphins' supposedly inferior intelligence, but rather by the radically different marine environment which formed that intelligence. Dolphin brains, after all, are as complex as human brains and 20% larger. And in all the animal kingdom, dolphins and humans are the two mammals with the highest brain-to-body weight ratios. It's true that humans are virtuoso tool users compared to dolphins, but it's also true that dolphins pass information amongst themselves at rates up to 20 times faster than do humans. It's hard to measure pure intelligence apart from psychology. We may be underestimating dolphins simply because they're different. In one attempt to bridge the gap, Lilly constructed a watery apartment in which Margaret, a human, and Peter, a dolphin, lived together for weeks at a time. Their cohabitation was difficult at first because dolphins are accustomed to near-constant erotic play, and Peter's unrelieved sexual tension made him so boisterous that Margaret was unable to work with him. Interestingly, it was Peter, not Margaret, who resolved the dilemma. Over a period of several weeks, he gradually accustomed Margaret to erogenous touch and eventually persuaded her to relieve him manually. Frankly, Margaret's account of the incident reads like a seduction. But it worked. Peter and Margaret attained possibly the most profound interspecies communication ever achieved. I know that that communication was important, but I can't get past the sex bit. Peter, thrust against his will into an alien environment and forced to interact with an exceedingly strange animal, was nevertheless able to get exactly what he wanted and needed from that strange animal. Who, exactly, was training who? So dolphins may well be our intellectual equals, but our worldviews are so intensely different that communication is nearly impossible. At least for us. Some dolphins have learned up to 50 human words, but humans have yet to utter a single syllable of Delphinese. From their points of view, we're the ones who are slow. Lilly's experiments in human-dolphin cohabitation took place in the 60s and have not been repeated since. I find this inexpressibly sad. There is, perhaps, another intelligent species on this planet, a race of peaceful beings who could end our long loneliness. If we could speak with them freely, we ourselves might be transformed. But we're no longer trying very hard. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.